Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Everything that he's done. Today is the first Sunday in December, and we are so blessed to see this day. Let's raise up our hands and say, thank you, Lord. We thank you for bringing us into your presence. Oh God, my Lord, I'm excited. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Oh, let's turn our Bible on Acts chapter 3, verse 25. Acts chapter 3, verse 25. Why did Jesus Christ come? Acts chapter 3, verse 25. Thank you, Lord. Acts chapter 3, verse 25. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Acts 3, 25. It says, you are the sons of the prophets and of the covenant that God made with your fathers, saying to Abraham, and in your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Thank you, Lord. And he says, God having raised up his servant, sent him to bless you. 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 That is, mark that down as one of the reasons that Jesus Christ came. In turning away every one of you from your iniquities. Notice he said to Abraham, in your seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And to you first, God, having raised up his servant Jesus, sent him to bless you. Mark that down as one of the reasons why Jesus Christ came. And we'll be exploring that all this morning as we go through the Bible. God sent Jesus Christ to bless you. He sent Jesus Christ to bless you. Put that together. Let's go back to the original intent of God in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. He says, then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creeps up on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Listen to this, verse 28. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. God in the beginning created man in his own image. And the first words that man heard, God blessed them saying, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it. God blessed them saying, gave them dominion over everything that he had created. Over everything that he had created. See, that was God's original plan. That was God's original intent. That was what God intended in the beginning. And God's plan has not changed. God's plan is still the same. Oh, that plan got interrupted for a period of time. Notice what he says in Genesis chapter 3, verse 17, after Adam and Eve sinned. This is so important. Everything in the Bible relates to the original words that God spoke. Genesis chapter 3, verse 17. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Man committed a turnover. And notice what God said. Then to Adam he said, because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Notice what he says. Cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it. all the days of your life. He's saying that because of what you have done. Notice it doesn't say that God cursed the ground. It says because of what you did, now the ground is cursed. Now the curse has been introduced. Now the curse has come into the earth. Prior to that, all they knew was the blessing of the Lord. All they knew was what God has said. And God blessed them saying, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. That means take this blessing and go and fill the earth with it. Oh, now the curse has been introduced. It went on and on till sin increased and God wiped out the whole earth and started afresh. But when he started with Noah, notice what he said again to Noah in Genesis chapter 9 verse 1. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Genesis chapter 9 verse 1. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. I'm getting excited already. My Lord and my God. Genesis chapter 9 verse 1. He's starting afresh with Noah. He says, so God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. That is the same word that he spoke to Adam and Eve in the beginning. Be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth. He's starting afresh, but he's repeating the same word. So now this blessing is on Noah and on his sons to take that blessing and fill and replenish the earth. And one of the sons stuck with it. The two other sons didn't stick with it. But the key here we want to see is God is starting afresh and his purpose is still the same. Then it got to my good friend Abraham. Notice what God, that blessing now goes from Adam to Noah, and then it keeps going down, it gets to Abraham. Notice what he says in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He says, now the Lord has said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. Notice to Abraham, he said, I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you and will curse him who curses you. He's saying the same thing in different words to my friend Abraham. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great and you shall be a blessing. You see, the blessing is God's empowerment to be successful. God's empowerment to prosper. God's empowerment to do well. This answers the question, why did God send me here? Why am I in this job? Why am I in this particular location? God has sent you here to make you, to bless you, so you can be a blessing. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. My Lord and my God, glory be to the name of the Lord. So we see the blessing of God on Abraham. And the purpose of the blessing is that wherever it goes, no matter the dryness, no matter how chaotic it is, no matter what may be going on, that God's original plan was that it will reproduce the Garden of Eden. If they hadn't sinned, God's original plan is that it will produce the Garden of Eden and spread all over the earth. Amen. Notice what he says in Isaiah chapter 51, verse 1 to 3. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Isaiah 51, 1 to 3. Thank you, Lord. He says, listen to me, you who follow after righteousness, you who seek the Lord, look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the hole of the pit from which you were dug, and look to Abraham your father, notice, and to Sarah who bore you. Notice he says, for I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. That is the purpose. Notice verse 3. He says, for the Lord will comfort Zion And he will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness, notice, like Eden, like Eden. That's the purpose of the blessing. And her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in it, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22, he compares the church to Zion. So what he's saying here is the Lord will comfort Zion, he'll comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden. That is God's plan for you and I for all time. When the blessing of God comes into your life, anything that couldn't be found in the garden, that blessing goes to work to reverse it. Oh, if they hadn't sinned, would they have known sickness in any shape, way, or form? Was there any sickness in the garden before they fell? No. Did they lack what to eat before they fell? No, there was none of that in the beginning. So he's saying that the Lord looked to Abraham, your father. Looked to Sarah who bore you. I called him alone. I blessed him and I increased him. In the mighty name of Jesus, he says he will make a wilderness like Eden. This morning, I don't know the dry place in your life. I don't know the place in your life that doesn't look like God's original intent. But I've come to announce to you by the word of the Lord, that is the reason why he sent Jesus Christ. And any dry place, any place in your life that doesn't reflect all God's original plan, in the mighty name of Jesus, may it be taken out in Jesus' mighty name. If you believe that, say amen this morning. That is God's plan and that is God's intent. Notice what he says in Joel chapter 2, verse 3. He repeats it in different words. Thank you, Lord. Joel chapter 2, verse 3. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. He says, a fire devours before them, and behind them a flame burns. The land is like the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. That is God's plan. That is God's plan. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, even as we approach the end of the year, everything in your life that doesn't reflect what God planned, may it go away in the name of Jesus. Amen. May that wilderness be behind you. May that dry place be behind you. And may you enter into all that God has for your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. Now, the blessing transferred from Abraham to Isaac. Isaac ended up in a place where there was a famine. Oh, but that blessing doesn't care whether there is a famine or not. It doesn't care which part of the earth it may be in. When the blessing goes to effect, it goes to change that environment around. So Isaac ran into famine. Genesis chapter 26, verse 12. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my Lord and my God. Genesis chapter 26, verse 12. Notice what he said. He's gotten into farming. In this case, that will be his wilderness. Everything else is dried up. But notice what he said. Then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year and hundredfold. And the Lord bless him. That's my signal. Thank you, Lord. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. But notice the phrase, and the Lord blessed him. There is a famine there, but the blessing of the Lord is what makes the difference. And he says, and he had, 14 says, for he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and a great number of servants. Doesn't that sound like what God said in the beginning? Be fruitful and multiply. There is a famine here, but this man keeps increasing and increasing because of the blessing of God on his life. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, you may be in a place, in an environment where it may be dry. But the blessing doesn't care. The blessing of the Lord doesn't care, I tell you. If you will work with God and cooperate with Him, that blessing will begin to be made manifest in your life. It will go to work to fix whatever is wrong in your life. My Lord and my God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So now Isaac has the blessing. He's walking in it. It's prospering him. It's making him do well, even in the land of famine. He says, till the Philistines envied him. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, may it begin to manifest in your life. So you'll be the envy of people around you. They'll begin to see that God is doing something at work in your life and say, I will follow you to serve your God. Amen. Notice. So now, Genesis 27, verse 29 to 41. Thank you. Genesis 27. This story is so good. Let's read all of it. Genesis 27, verse 19. Thank you, Lord. He says, this was Jacob. Now, so we've just left Genesis 26, where you see it in the life of Isaac. This is what the people... they treasured the blessing. So Jacob now is going after the blessing. Genesis 27 verse 19. Then Jacob said to his father, I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done just as you told me. Please arise, sit and eat of my game, that your soul may bless me. Notice the phrase, that your soul may bless me, because he knows that Isaac has the blessing. But Isaac said to his son, how is it that you have found it so quickly, my son? He said, because the Lord your God brought it to me. Isaac said to Jacob, please come near that I may feel you, my son, whether you are really my Esau or not. So Jacob went near to his father, to Isaac his father, and he felt him and said, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he did not recognize him because his hands were hairy like his brother Esau's hand. Notice, so he blessed him. Then he said, are you really my son Esau? He said, I am. He said, bring it near to me and I'll eat of my son's game so that my soul may bless you. So he brought it near to him and he ate. And he brought him wine and he drank. Then his father Isaac said to him, come near and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him and he smelled the smell of his clothing and blessed him and said, surely the smell of my son is like the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. Therefore, may God give you of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine. Let people serve you, and nations bow down to you. Be master over your brethren, and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be those who bless you. Where do you remember that? What he said to Abraham. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, it happened that as soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob and had scarcely gone out from the presence of Isaac, his father, that Esau, his brother, came in from his hunting. He also had made savory food and brought it to his father and said to his father, let my father arise and eat of his son's game, that your soul may bless me. And his father Isaac said to him, who are you? So he said, I'm your son, your firstborn Esau. Then Isaac trembled exceedingly and said, where is the one who hunted game and brought it to me? I ate all of it before you came, and I have blessed him, and indeed he shall be blessed. When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with an exceeding great and bitter cry and said to his father, bless me also, oh my father. But he said, your brother came with deceit and has taken away your blessing. And And then he tried to console him and give him, verse 38 says, and he said to his father, have you one blessing, my father? Bless me. Oh, my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. When you see a big man like Esau and he's crying, oh, in the culture that I grew up, they said, men don't cry. When you see a big man like Esau going around town and he has tears in his eyes and nothing has, you ask him and he's saying that I've lost the blessing. All that Isaac said were words. But he says, I have blessed him and indeed he shall be blessed. At that point, nothing has changed in the natural, but as far as these people are concerned, it's a settled issue. He's giving him everything. Notice what he said to him. He's giving him the grain, the corn. Your brothers will be servants to you. He said all these words. He's giving him everything. Nothing has changed. They are all in the same household, but Esau is crying. Because he knows that the blessing of the Lord is what makes the difference. The blessing of the Lord is what makes the difference. After that, Jacob left that place. He only started out with a rod in his hand. That is all that he had. But 20 years later, when he came back with the host. He came back with a great company. The blessing had produced in his life. Oh, it reminds me. When my wife and I started out in marriage, we sold out everything. We went all the way across the Atlantic and came here. Oh, we said humorously, we came with a suitcase and $1,000. But with a lot of faith in our heart. And this is the message that we had that transformed our life. We knew that we were starting out with nothing. But if the blessing of God is on our life, that blessing will sure produce. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. And so now he walks in the blessing. And then God appears to him again in Genesis chapter 28, verse 14. Genesis chapter 28, verse 14. Thank you, Lord. This is God speaking to Jacob again. Glory, we want to trace this, and then now we will identify ourselves as we go along. He says, God speaking to Jacob, he says, also your descendant shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west and the east, to the north and the south, and in you and your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Now the blessing has gone on Jacob. So it traces all through the line. And it comes to Jesus. And when Jesus Christ comes, that is the same message that he was preaching in different words. Notice what he says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 1. Thank you, Lord. That's one of the very early sermons that he preached. Matthew 5:1, he says, and seeing the multitude, he went up on a mountain. And when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed. Verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit. The first words that came out of his mouth in this message is blessed. Blessed. Jesus came preaching the blessing. Wherever he went, oh, if there was sickness, he would say there was no sickness in the garden. Oh, he did something about it. When the poor are there, he says, I've come to preach to you. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for the kingdom of heaven is yours. Yours is the kingdom of heaven, so the blessing will produce in your life. And all down the line, he kept preaching. He kept preaching the blessing. And then now, what about you and I? Oh, what is our connection to this whole thing? Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Thank you, Lord. It produced in all. Thank you, Lord. It produced right along the line. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, Christ has redeemed us from, mark that down again, as one of the reasons why Jesus Christ came. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Notice, he's calling it now, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Amen. Remember that the curse came in the beginning. Oh, but he's saying that Christ, if you are a Christian, has redeemed you from the curse of the law. Oh, he became a curse for us. When he became a curse for us, that what might happen? Oh, that the blessing of Adam that became the blessing of Noah, that became the blessing of Abraham, that produced so mightily in their life, that same blessing is on you and I'm ready to run around this building now. Glory be to the name of the Lord. That blessing is back where it belongs. Oh, glory. That same blessing is on you this morning. That blessing has come upon you. Notice what he says again. Oh, in the same Galatians 3:29. This is the clincher. My Lord and my God. Thank you, Lord. It says, and if you are Christ, are you Christ this morning? Do you belong to him this morning? Then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Oh, if you read study Galatians 3, he is saying that the promise to Abraham was not to seeds. It was only to one seed. And if you are in Christ Jesus, then you are Abraham's seed and you are heir to the same promise. Oh, give the Lord a shout this morning if you believe it. Ah, you are heirs of that blessing. That blessing is now on your life. And so this morning, I speak by the word of the Lord. Any area of your life that doesn't reflect the blessing, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, may that blessing go to work and may your life begin to reflect the blessing of the Lord. If you believe it, say amen this morning. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Ha, ha, ha. Okay, so now you say, how do I walk in this blessing? Number one, you have to obey. You see, the blessing is potentially yours. It's legally yours. But to walk in it, you must be willing to obey whatever God tells you to do. Deuteronomy 28, 1 to 2. Notice what he said to them. Deuteronomy, the first 13 verses, he talks about he enumerates the blessing from 1 to 13, what will happen? And then from then on, he enumerates the curses. But notice what he says in 28, 1 to 2. He says, now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Our enjoying the blessing is tied to obedience. It's tied to obedience. That is our tie to the blessing. Adam and Eve didn't obey, they lost it. He's saying to enjoy all these blessings that he talks about, you must be diligent to obey the voice of the Lord. Then all these blessings will come on you and overtake you. That's the key right there. Jesus said, I only do what the Father tells me to do. For him to have walked in the blessing, he had to be willing to be obedient to the Father. He said he did obey the Father to the letter. He became obedient to the point of death. Obedience is our key. That is to the blessing. To the blessing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And then notice also, he says that be careful, I'm careful to obey and do all his commandments. You see, in the New Testament, our commandment, all this thou shalt not, thou shalt do, and thou shalt not in the Old Testament, it comes down to one commandment, the commandment of love, to love the Father and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Notice what he says in Romans chapter 13. A heart for God, a heart for God, and for people. For us, he says that obedience to that commandment of love. Thank you, Lord. Romans chapter 13. Thank you, Lord. Actually, we can start from verse 8. He says, owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves one another has fulfilled the law. For the commandment, you shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, all summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. He told them that if they would do all these commandments, then he will set them high. The blessing will come on them and overtake them. He is saying to us that, I mean, if you love your neighbor, you're not going to steal from him. If you love your neighbor, you're not going to, do all these things that he's talking about. It is all summed up in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, and love the Lord, and be willing that you will obey whatever he tells you to do. Be committed to whatever he says. That is our connection to this whole thing. Loving God, loving other people, making a commitment that we will serve the Lord. We will do whatever he tells us to do. That is our connection to this whole thing. And in 1 John chapter 5, verse 3, he talks about the fact that it's not a grievous command to obey. His commandments are not grievous. His commandments are not grievous. It is something that is within our reach to do. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Notice what he says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. Glory be to the name of the Lord. 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, this love command, for this is the love of God. Notice again, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. His commandments are not burdensome. Just love God. Love God with a passion. Love other people to endeavor to reach out to them. That is our command. Notice how he ties love to it as well in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15. Thank you, Lord. And 16. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, see, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil, in that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandment, his statute, and his judgment. Notice, that you may live and multiply. Where does that sound? Right there in the beginning. But he's saying, you love the law. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess. There is a connection between loving God and the blessing. There's a connection between love and the blessing. And come, if you love God, you will do whatever he tells you to do. If you love him, you will serve him. If you love him, you will love other people. Love him. He says, I'm giving you a choice here. You see, it always comes down to that. I've said before you life and good, death and evil. It's all before you. Now you make a choice. What are you going to choose? I've chosen that I will love God and love other people and do his will for my life and obey him. And if you make that choice as well, oh, so long as you keep doing that, oh, he will keep increasing you, and you will live to fulfill the plan of God for your life. Amen. That's what matters. Because like I said, the blessing is potentially yours. The blessing potentially belongs to you. Notice what he says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Ephesians 1, 3. Thank you, Lord. Ephesians 1, 3. This is a clincher as well. My Lord. Notice what he says. He says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has, not going to, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. My Father is blessed, and he has blessed me with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. And we saw earlier on, he said he sent Jesus Christ to bless you. The blessings are, think about it, are legally ours. But to experience it in our lives, the other point as well, but one of the key areas is that we must love him and be willing to obey what he tells us to do. Think about it. The most wretched sinner, the most wretched person, the new birth belongs to them. But they have to do something about it. It's a choice. There's a choice. It's a choice. And same with that. We are blessed with every spiritual blessing there is. We are blessed. Oh, when I saw that, when we saw that, oh, we started walking around and saying, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Sometimes I look at myself in the mirror and I say, that's a blessed man right there. I am a blessed man. Say that to yourself every time. I am a blessed person. Today, wherever I find myself, I will be a blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare this morning, you are blessed. Say it to yourself, I am blessed. I am blessed. The blessing of Abraham. Oh, let's repeat it. I am blessed. The blessing of Abraham is mine. God has blessed me, and I am a blessing. If you believe that, say amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Having raised up Jesus, he sent him to bless you. May you walk in the fullness of the blessing. May you experience the blessing of God in your life, in every area of your life. You see, when the wind is blowing and trees are moving, we see the effect of the wind. When the blessing of God is made manifest in your life, people see the effect. They don't know the secret, but the secret is the blessing of the Lord. From today, I see you walking in the blessing of the Lord. I said, from today, I see you walking in the blessing of the Lord. From today, I see you walking in the blessing of the Lord. If you believe that, say amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's prepare our hearts to receive communion. This is a good one to take communion on. Oh, let's close our eyes, please. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.